What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Seven-Figure Fitness Business Podcast. It's your host, Iggy, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business and life on your terms. In today's episode, what I want to dive into is actually some of the things that we've been seeing over the last week, and ultimately what we've noticed when it comes to really building and growing an online fitness business. Now, if you've been keeping up with this podcast, you know that we launched a few new brands in the US at the beginning of the year, right? So we've actually launched now three online fitness businesses, like in-house brands that we have full control over. And since then, we've learned a ton, right? There were several problems that we were addressing within those businesses that you have to go through, right? So when we're launching a brand new offer, a brand new business, we have to get the branding correct. We have to get the ads correct. We have to get the messaging dialed in. We have to get the people to actually show up. And then now we're focusing on increasing sales conversion, right? And getting the sales, the volume of sales activity to where it needs to be. And one of the brands that we launched, I started to see a 5-to-1 return on ad spend, which is fantastic. And we're looking at the data a couple of days ago, and my right-hand guy sends me an audio message, and he's like, oh, so between these three brands, this brand is negative, is producing negative ROAS. This brand is producing a 5-to-1 return. And I was like, take the other brand behind the barn and kill it. Like, what are we doing? Like, why do we even allocating ad spend towards that brand? So you got to be able to make these decisions quickly and make those adjustments. So now the focus is improving sales activity. And now that we're generating enough legit opportunities for a sales floor, that's what the next phase of businesses we're in. I've been interviewing a lot of sales professionals, got a sales manager, and now we're starting to build a sales floor. We have daily sales training going for our sales team here. We're meeting with them multiple times a day. We're listening to their calls, getting feedback from them, and starting to really increase the activity of our sales floor. And so now we're tracking these levels of activity. So what we do in between their sales calls, our sales professionals need to be engaging in sales activity. So here's what that looks like. And this is something that you'll find very helpful for yourself, right? When they're not on a sales call, they need to start closest to the money. So what does that look like? Right. If they're not have inbound calls being booked on their calendar in between calls, what I want our sales team to do is follow up with those who are sales fails. If somebody was a sales fail, it means that they heard the price and they didn't move forward. Right. So if they can keep a relationship with that person may be in a position maybe 2-3 months down the line where they're ready to move forward. So they start following up with sales fails first, and then they start following up with no-shows and cancellations. Right? Because a no-show and cancellation was somebody who is qualified enough for the system to book them onto the calendar, but they didn't no-show or they canceled. So they're going to follow up with the no-shows and cancellation first. And then after that, once they've exhausted their follow-ups on the no-shows and cancellations, then they're going to follow up with everyone who submitted a qualified application. Everyone who submitted a qualified application has been pre-qualified by the system financially. So those people are likely in a position where they can financially afford to move forward with us and do business with us. Right, so they're going to start following up with them. And then the fourth people that they're going to follow up with is everyone who is disqualified. Now, this was a little controversial when I first told our team that they have to do this. Because everyone who's disqualified, you can't just look at them as a number on a sheet of paper. Just because they're disqualified by our system doesn't mean they're actually disqualified. Maybe they don't have enough trust. They don't know who we are. They don't have enough information. They don't feel comfortable disclosing how much they're able to afford financially. So our sales team follow up with those who are disqualified, start to build a connection with them, have a relationship with them, and then offer them a second call if they're qualified after they had a conversation with them, right? We had a sales guy go through everyone who was disqualified, and every single person that was disqualified that he was able to get on the phone with, he was able to close them. Not everyone picked up, but all the people that he got on the phone with, he was able to close. So that's why it doesn't matter if they're disqualified, they still need to follow up with them. And then once they've exhausted their follow-ups there, what they'll do is they'll call all the inbound leads that are coming in. So the inbound leads that are coming in are the last on the list because Charlie is messaging them and having a conversation with them the instant they express interest. So we know the inbound leads are being followed up with. We know the inbound leads are being engaged. And the nice thing about it is as Charlie is doing his thing, there are more sales calls being booked, so more sales fails are happening. There are more people coming in that may cancel a no-show. There are more qualified apps being submitted, and there are more people being disqualified every single day. So our sales team never has an opportunity to actually even follow up with inbound leads because there's so many new people coming in at those levels, and their priority is working the pipeline, their book of business, the prospects that are assigned to them. Everyone who comes in has submitted an application to everyone that they've spoken to, they're responsible for working that part of the pipeline and increasing the sales activity inside of the business. So now we're at that phase where last week, three of our brands had a 90% show up rate. We've got the system dialed in to where people are showing up, they're ready to have an engage in a sales conversation, and they're excited to speak to our team. And now the focus is really, one, building a great sales force, but making sure the increase of activity is happening and the activity, volume of activity is happening on the sales floor to where we can get consistent sales conversions happening as we're starting to grow and scale those brands. Now for you, the takeaway if you're not actively following up with the leads that are sales fails, following up with leads that no-show or cancel, following up with leads that submit a qualified application, or following up with leads that submit an unqualified application, then you're missing out on a lot of money. And you're probably not following up with those people because you're just overwhelmed with all the stuff that you have to do already. Not only do you have to generate the lead, you have to follow up with the lead, you have to take the sales call, and then you have to deliver results to the clients that you already have while managing a busy life. If you have family, if you have kids, if you're married, if you have a spouse, you're already doing all these things. And then on top of that, now I'm telling you, when you get on the phone and their sales fail, you need to follow up with them. If they're no-show, you need to follow up with them. If they cancel, you need to follow up with them. You got all these different things on your plate. That's why what we've launched is a done-for-you service where we'll take our conversational AI, Charlie, build you a pre-conversion system that's powered and ran by Charlie so that you can step away from the DMs and never have to manually follow up with any of your leads that are coming in the DMs. And then you can just focus on taking the sales calls and delivering results to your clients and working the pipeline and getting to a point where Charlie's booking and creating enough sales opportunities so we can start hiring sales reps and start outsourcing the sales and remove yourself from the sales process. And now you have a full-time sales professional whose job is to work your pipeline and the opportunities that Charlie's creating for your business. That's the power of having a leverage system that allows you to be able to step away from those things. We can step away from the DMs because we know Charlie and the team is going to take care of that for our own brands and for our clients' brands. So now they get to focus on profitably increasing ad spend, taking the sales calls, and getting sales conversions consistent, and then eventually removing themselves from the sales process and then focusing on increasing the volume of activity on the sales floor. So if you're interested in learning more about Charlie and understanding the pre-conversion system, what I want you to do is there'll be a link, and it'll be like, if you go to demo.ai-setters.com/Charlie, it'll take you to a page where there's a video that I broke down, a free training that I did on our pre-conversion system and how we use Charlie to run it on autopilot so we can generate pre-converted leads onto our sales team calendar without us having to lift a finger. So if you're interested in that, there'll be a link for you to be able to do that. Hope to see you on the other side. Go ahead and reach out if you're ready to hire Charlie and get him and get it doing the pre-convert, taking your leads through the pre-conversion system and booking calls onto your calendar automatically. Till next time, stay calm, change lives, and have business and life on your terms. We'll be right back.